It feels like it's taking forever to count the votes in this election. And the days of counting have led to questions.
Why is it taking so long to find out who our next president is?
Jokes.
Our name's Nevada, not Nevada.
You better start Nevadding up them votes then.
And anxious theories.
I mean, the lack of transparency, there's evidence of that, and he provided some.
One state that's slowly rolling out its ballot count, Pennsylvania, which has 20 votes in the Electoral College and could decide the election. Pennsylvania is still counting ballots. And as they do, our colleague Chris Marr is on the ground there, watching the slow process unfold. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Ryan Knutson. It's Friday, November 6th. Coming up on the show, 3 days after Election Day, Pennsylvania is still counting ballots.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath, the AI everywhere foundation of innovation.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Ryan Knutson.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, good, thanks.
And where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in Pittsburgh on the north side, just about a block from the counting facility in Allegheny County. So it's where they're still tabulating votes here Friday morning.
Can you describe what the tension is around Pennsylvania and in some ways the entire presidential race when it comes to ballots?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a lot of this goes directly to the polarization in the entire country. But, you know, when it comes to Pennsylvania, one of the issues here is that the elections offices couldn't start processing ballots until Election Day at 7 a.m. So these county offices had storerooms full of ballots and they were still sealed in their envelopes. They were not able to process them until 7 a.m. on Election Day. So that's really the main reason for the delay.
So you've been out watching the ballot counting process. Tell me about where you went and what it was like.
So earlier this week, I was up in Erie County. I was actually at the courthouse in Erie, and I was observing the process that was taking place to process the ballots. And this occurred on the first floor of the county courthouse in two rooms. In the first room, there were about 20 workers. Some of them were volunteers. Some were actually county employees. And they were just sitting at tables, you know, like a cafeteria table. There were about four or five people per table. And they were either opening the ballots themselves or laying them flat in a pile so that they could be later fed into a scanning machine. So in the first room that I was in observing and talking to some folks, trying not to be too obtrusive to the process, the first person I spoke to was Emily Hall. She's a college student at Gannon University. She's actually a triple major, she told me. And she is doing it sort of as an internship. She's been working with the county and she, you know, got involved in the election canvassing process as well. The second person who was sitting directly across from Emily is Mary Nelson. She's a retired physical therapist.
Hi. Could I ask you folks just a really, really quick couple things?
And what did they say?
Well, you know, they were there to do their civic duty.
What made you want to volunteer to do this?
Just the fact that such a huge number of mail-in ballots, and because Pennsylvania... it's
yeah.
Always real noisy. Because Pennsylvania is restricted by the legislature mm-hmm. to counting ballots until the day of the election.
Yeah.
I thought we need a lot of help. So
she mm-hmm. volunteered to do that. Okay. And actually, the people who are working there do get $10 per hour from the county, so they're not strictly volunteers. And you know, I could see it's a very collegial atmosphere. It's very nonpartisan. They told me that people don't discuss politics.
Yeah, there's no politics.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Somebody brought up politics yesterday, and that got shut down real quickly.
Yeah.
Just because it's not an environment where you can talk about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to alienate anyone, and like the whole part of this is bipartisanship. Like,
mm-hmm. Right.
It's really important to have a like nonpartisan attitude about everything going on here. Like, we all do have our.
Take me inside the details of step by step. What are they doing? What are you witnessing?
I walked through the entire process with the chair of the elections board there, and he, you know, showed me this room where the ballots have been stored. Until election day, it's a locked room where they had all been stacked. And then what happens is in Pennsylvania, they have to be postmarked by November 3rd to be valid ballots. There are two envelopes. There's an outer envelope and then there's an inner envelope. And any ballot that does not have the inner envelope, those ballots would not count.
So the ballots come into the courthouse. They check that the envelopes look good. Kind of walk us through that process.
So in the first room where ballots are being processed, you know, there are about 20 people working at tables, and there's a machine loudly slicing open envelopes in one corner of the room, and people are working, and they're essentially taking the ballot out of the envelopes and just laying them flat in a pile. It's a very straightforward process.
Sounds mind-numbing.
Yeah, they work hours and hours a day. You know, it's sort of like working on an assembly line. You're doing the same task over and over again. And the county office was processing about 13,500 ballots per day.
So the first step is they're taking ballots out of envelopes and laying them flat. Then what happens next?
So they're put into one of those plastic postal trays, and the ballots then are walked to a second room, and they're always under observation, the ballots. So even when there's a county election official who will be present to walk the ballots from the first room to the second room. In the second room, there were two more observers, one from the Democratic Party, one from the Republican. And there's actually a small glass enclosed room where the ballots are really counted. This tiny room was about, I'd say about 10 feet by 6 feet. It's a tiny cube of a room, and there's a vote counting machine, and they're fed into the machine, and the vote is then tabulated. So just a few feet from this glass enclosed room were two women, you know, one from the Democratic side, one from the Republican side. They were observing the entire process, and the Republican observer told me
it seems like a well-oiled machine.
They hadn't seen any problems the day that I was there whatsoever.
So you described all these various steps. What are the hang-ups in each step that can cause it to take so much time? Like, are there potential bottlenecks in this?
Well, so I guess one potential bottleneck would be just that the ballots can't be read when they're scanned in the machine for some reason. You know, if they've been sitting around and they're folded and they're creased kind of and they're not flat enough, that may prevent them from being scanned. So whenever you have more ballots that are being hand-counted, that's going to take longer. In some cases, people may have filled a ballot out incorrectly. So they may have filled in two circles for the presidential candidate and maybe written a note. You know, if there's something that the machine can't read, that also is set aside. It's very rare. I was told it was very rare, but it does add to the numbers of ballots that need to be counted separately.
So what stood out to you the most as you were watching this process play out in Erie?
Yeah, I think what struck me was, you know, from the outside, it's kind of an opaque process. And being there personally and witnessing it, it did seem very well organized. I didn't see anything that was any hiccups or glitches, you know, and that was from talking to observers at this polling place, too, at this election location as well.
Chris saw everything running smoothly inside that facility. But outside some counting offices across the state, small groups are protesting. That's after the break. Welcome back. You were at a small protest this morning. Can you tell me about that?
Sure, yes. Just about a block from where I am right now, there was a protest of about 40 Trump supporters. It lasted from about 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and it was a very peaceful protest. There were some brief speeches, people carrying signs and wearing a lot of Trump hats and Trump T-shirts, sweatshirts. And most of the people that I spoke to were just really upset about the vote counting process in Pennsylvania.
But we're not going to go down without a fight. No. We're going to fight till the end on this.
The folks that I spoke to just don't have very much confidence in how the mail-in ballots in particular are being handled in the state.
What have you been hearing from protesters?
So from protesters here in Allegheny County, where Pittsburgh is, I've been hearing a lot of distrust. I've been hearing a lot of people saying they don't understand why the vote could have swung in Pennsylvania so dramatically from President Trump to Joe Biden. You know, I think there's questions about whether ballots have the correct postmark or don't have the correct signature, or for some other reason are invalid.
How have state officials responded to those criticisms?
The officials in the state, starting from the Secretary of State down, have been trying to reassure voters that the process is working very smoothly. They're saying that they have been investigating any kind of allegation of problems, fraud, or anything that comes to them. And they're saying that they're just not seeing those problems. I think one thing that is so dramatically different this year is that there is this mail-in balloting, just deluge of ballots. You know, it's the first time Pennsylvania has done this because of the pandemic. So people are not used to this kind of delay. You know, a few days ago, President Trump had a lead of hundreds of thousands of votes, and then that's been dwindling as the mail-in votes have been tabulated and processed. And then today, Joe Biden has a lead of several thousand votes statewide. So people are not used to this dramatic swing in votes.
But isn't this still what people expected going into Election Day?
Well, there were certainly warnings about this, that this was going to happen. It was definitely predicted. It was definitely something that people said to be patient and to look out for. But when it actually happens, I think there are just voters who just don't trust the process.
Do you think people would feel differently at all about the process if Pennsylvania had been able to start counting ballots ahead of Election Day so that we wouldn't have this long, drawn-out, slow counting process?
In talking to one election official in Erie County, I asked him what could be done differently to speed up this process and make it more efficient. And he said, definitely opening the ballots, pressing them flat, scanning them prior to Election Day, as other states are able to do.
As you've been watching this, you've gone inside the ballot counting machine that's taking place in at least a part of Pennsylvania. What do you think people should know about how this process is actually playing out on the ground?
I mean, I think this election has been so contentious. The entire country seems so divided at this moment. For me, it was very reassuring to go into a county election office and see people who were really taking the job of counting ballots so seriously and whose goal was really just to have a fair election, just to make sure every vote was counted. And so that was reassuring and potentially almost even inspiring to see people who had set aside their partisan desires for the election. You know, everybody who's working in these election offices certainly wants one candidate over the other candidate to win, but they had really set that aside at the door. And once they were inside counting ballots, everything I observed was that they were just trying to do their job very efficiently and fairly.
That's all for today, Friday, November 6th. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Your hosts are Kate Linebaugh and me, Ryan Knutson. The show is produced by Catherine Brewer, Gerard Cole, Pia Gadkari, Annie Minoff, Afif Nasuli, Ricky Nevetsky, Enrique Perez, Sarah Platt, Willa Rubin, Annie Rose Strasser, and Rob Zipko. Our engineers are Griffin Tanner and Nathan Singapak, with help from Sam Baer. Our theme music is by So Wiley. Additional music this week from Peter Leonard, Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, Catherine Anderson, and Blue Dot Sessions. Special thanks this week to Drew Dowell and Caitlin O'Keefe. Fact-checking by Nicole Pasolka. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.